When Americans and Japanese communicate for the first time, a common first impression shared by both is that the former tend to be direct and to the point, while the latter tend to be indirect and a bit vague. We Americans have an appreciation for frank speech. That is not to say that we always say exactly what we are thinking. The same consideration of others' feelings is shown as it is here in Japan. The difference is, I think, that Americans will speak more readily than Japanese. Japanese hesitate to be direct for fear of embarrassing or hurting another person's feelings. Americans, on the other hand, believe that it is better to be honest and frank, because they reason that it would be more embarrassing not to be told something and then find it out later. We would rather hear things directly from our friends than indirectly from others. As a result, Americans tend to associate frank speech with honesty and sincerity. It is because we are close friends that we speak frankly. And for the most part, we appreciate being frank with one another. Being able to do this is the sign of being a true friend. This value is reflected in our language as well. We do not like people to beat around the bush, but instead, we prefer them to come to the point. And if there is something important to be said, especially if it concerns us or our reputations, we want to be told to our faces. We do not want it said behind our backs. To look someone in the eye and to tell them something is an indication of honesty. To avoid eye contact or to shift one's gaze is an indication of deceit or of hiding something. All this perhaps explains the annoyance and anger felt by most Americans and indeed other Westerners when Japanese speak or say something after the person has gone away. While such an action might be made out of shyness, it is regarded by Americans as an insult, because the remark is not directed to our face, but made behind our backs after we have gone away. In America, that sort of behavior is considered impolite and can lead to trouble or fights. I have always wondered if Japanese behave this way with one another, or whether such behavior is only directed to foreigners.